Case number 10397, Lewis Pigs LLC, northeast of Route 1, northwest of Private Drive, a variance from the buffer required in a combined highway corridor overlay zone.
Name and address.
Steve Montgomery, 28 Bay Reach, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
You're both going to speak?
Yeah. Name and address.
Jim Weisgerber, 9514 Thornhill Road, Silver Spring, Maryland. W-E-I-S-G-E-R-B-E-R.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
All right. I am Steve Montgomery here for Bethany Blues Barbecue, Lewis Pigs LLC, my partner Jim Weisgerber. We're here tonight for a 5-foot variance, which we applied for. It's 4.5 feet. Our building is complete, operating under a temporary CO. This application is for a horizontal variance for the parking lot only. Our building is set in the right position. We've got two different plots here that will show that. I don't know what the easiest thing for you all to see them, but to pass them around, or if you, I don't even know if we've submitted a copy of it. But the building's fine. This is the plan that was submitted in the record. And here we've got the plan that we found out on the morning of trying to get our CO. The final survey, we were 4.5 feet, the parking lot over. What happened, the mistake that was made, was in the rear of the building is the fire lane, which is required to be 24 feet, is 29 feet. So that's where it was an honest mistake that the parking lot was a stake. The stakes were misplaced. I came to Susan Jacobs over here, Isaac's now, and she was instrumental in getting me through and here tonight. Which, as I said, this was all very last minute and new to us that morning. We are here today. The building is built. We're in operation. Basically, if there's an agreement to be made, if anything needs to be dug up underneath that 4 feet that's into the setbacks, we're willing to do so. There's still a 16.5-foot buffer zone that we think is a significant buffer, and we did bring some pictures along to show you guys the finished product anyway. Our contractors are here. John L. Briggs, a very highly respected contractor here in Sussex County, built many of the schools, roads, etc. They are licensed, and if there's any questions for them too, they can be here to clarify.
Yeah. So actually what you're saying, that, you know, your parking is just within an easement, and you're not talking like a 4 foot?
Correct.
Is about what you got. So,
exactly.
And you're willing, I heard you just say that if anything had to be done, you'd be willing to take care
Absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely.
So it's not, we wouldn't be in the way of anything.
Correct.
That's why I looked at the back of it. So it is an easement back there, and you're 4 foot into that easement.
Correct.
Right? So your parking lot is.
Parking lot is.
The structure itself is fine. The building.
Correct.
Exactly.
Is, correct.
It's good to go. Able to state of our building. It looks nice. I'll say that.
Thank you.
Okay. Any questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe, Mr. Werman, Mr. Hudson, Mr. Mills?
No.
No. Okay. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move we approve case number 10397. As I don't believe it'll alter central character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to grant relief.
Okay, that was second to that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,397. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.
You don't have swine flu, do you,
Mr. Meyer? No. You cannot catch that from eating pork.
Case number